The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning. Who knew a chat stream could be a source of quite a bit of joy? Anyway, it's sweet to like the customs around these parts, you know, of checking in. And I'm on Zoom, but then there's the YouTube window and the chat scrolling on the side of my screen. And anyway, very sweet to see you all. So welcome. After the sit, I'll reflect on the connections between equanimity and love, or equanimity as a kind of indirect route into a kind of deep love. And we can look in our practice, yeah? Like what happens when the openness of our heart and the balance of the mind meets with the First Noble Truth, yeah? Meets with dukkha, meets with the difficulties inherent in being human. And my experience is that that in that cauldron, that meeting of equanimity and dukkha, the byproduct of that meeting is something like love. Yeah. So we gather in the spirit, and let's sit. Sometimes we sit and it feels like coming home. And sometimes it feels like getting into a body of water that's too cold. We just soften. Just give the heart some moments to adjust to stillness. Even as the spine ever so gently reaches towards the sky, also surrender the rest of the body to gravity, that subtle, soothing, downward pull of the earth. Receiving all of our concerns and worries. Just another animal walking on the surface of the planet. And in any given moment, there are a million things right and a million things wrong. And equanimity affords us the luxury of not needing to sort all of that out. freedom beckons us from within each experience. in the face of the flood of experience, can our heart be softened? Can we bow to the truth of dukkha, the intensity of the human condition, the intensity of being sentient? Can we bow knowing that in that bow our heart is softened?